Colder weather is moving back across the Midwest. We're likely to see this cold air stick around with some reinforcement coming up as we get into next week. Most of the Midwest is going to see temperatures fall today. That'll be in the central and eastern parts of the region where a cold front and associated snowfall is likely to work its way eastward across the region. The snow event is not likely to be all that impressive, running 1 to 3 inches most often. We'll probably see some 5 or 6 inch amounts downwind from the lakes, especially Lake Michigan. The storm system will come with quite a bit of wind, so it'll be blowing and drifting of snow across a fair amount of the region. Most of the snow, again, is going to be relatively light. Travel issues will be out there, but I don't think they're going to be too serious. And it looks like the wind chill factor will also become more and more significant as the day goes on. Falling temperatures in the eastern Midwest means that we'll have temperatures no warmer than they are this morning. Those are running mostly in the 30s. And looks like just on the west side of the Corn Belt, we're looking at temperatures this morning running mostly in the single-digit readings, some near zero lows being reported in the far northwest corner of the region, but mostly single digits and teens occurring in the western belt. Temperatures may not warm much this afternoon, with teens and single digits still occurring in portions of the northwestern Corn Belt and upper Midwest. And we'll likely see the rest of the region with temperatures both today and tomorrow afternoons running mostly in the teens and 20s with some 30s. Will likely warm up just a tad bit over the weekend, and then a reinforcing shot of colder air will come on as we move through the middle part of next week. That last surge of cold will be rather significant. We'll likely find our temperatures falling off a little bit more significantly, with extremes dropping down to perhaps minus 20 near the Canada border in Minnesota and parts of North Dakota. This particular cold air mass suggested for next week doesn't go very far to the south. That should leave Florida citrus country without a risk of any kind of crop damage conditions, but we will see cooler weather occur down there as well. The cold air will likely moderate as we get into the second half of next week, and that should give us an opportunity for a little bit of light return flow moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and some precipitation occurring at that point in time. Any precipitation that occurs outside of the snowfall today will likely not be significant over this next 5 to 7 days. In the meantime, down in South America, we're still watching the South American situation in general, the droughty conditions in Argentina in particular, but they were significantly eased as we got into the last couple of days, and looks like there's not much additional precipitation potential for Argentina, at least not through the middle part of next week. Starting around the 21st of January, we'll likely encounter a new wave of a little bit warmer weather, but also some increased precipitation potentials, and Argentina will likely benefit from that, especially those crops that didn't do very well with the precipitation event that just passed. In southern Brazil, many of the drier areas there will likely pick up on some needed moisture and help to bolster topsoil moisture in favor of some improvement in crop conditions and a lot less stress. The situation will be most changed probably in Rio Grande do Sul and portions of Paraguay, but only temporarily. The rains will be greater to the north and east of these areas, and the improvement in Rio Grande and Paraguay will probably be most limited. Rain totals in those areas run 3 to 8 tenths of an inch, will be a few locally greater amounts. And the temperatures in both Argentina and southern Brazil will likely get a little bit cooler for a little while, helping to ease up some of the evaporation rates and the stress that has occurred recently. Argentina will heat back up into the upper 80s and lower to middle 90s, though, at some point during the next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.